activity going on in terms of the near opening of many secret chambers. Mm-hmm. And we are watching that.
Ooh. Sphinx, right?
Yes, and pyramid.
Ah.
Both.
Great pyramid.
Yes.
Yes.
There is chamber that is about to be opened there. Chamber about to be opened near the paw of the Sphinx underneath, about 15 feet down underground. Agreements are now being made. Discussions are now being had. Most likely this will happen within the next 2 to 3 years of your time.
Excellent. And these are these ancient writings that we talk
yes.
about. And that will tell all.
Well, not all. The chambers aren't that big. But in the sense of essential things, yes, it will tell all. In the same way that the four laws tell you all and doesn't take up much room.
Right.
But it will also give you history. It will give you Atlantean history. It will give you other kinds and levels of history. It will give you other ideas as well.
Will this be public information?
Yes, it
quickly?
Will. In this case, absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the individuals involved will see that this is so. There are individuals of high integrity involved. Do not fear. This one will not be hidden.
Good. I was going to say, I'm a little tired of stuffed information.
I understand. But X-Files, you see, the point is that if you were all tired enough, it wouldn't be happening.
Okay. So with the present momentum of where we are,
yes,
beyond Enfield, is how will this affect us in the next 2 years? What is going to happen?
How do you want it to affect you?
I want it to be a very positively
then I guess it will be.
Explosion.
I guess it will be
things.
For you.
Okay.
Remember, each and every one of you are your own bubbles, regardless of the bigger bubble. You all move at your own rate, your own pace. It's up to you to determine what that pace is by the choices that you make. And that's all you need to focus on.
All right, beyond the obvious question of us going about our business,
yes.
What else can we do to enhance this idea? Maybe to merge our, you know, all of us together as a collective.
That you even hold it as a possible concept makes a difference.
And to maybe share that truth with others. No?
If you wish, if that gives you joy, however you wish to share. But again, please remember, just by living your life, you act as a living example so that others can see and can choose, if they so desire, to match your frequency. And so in that sense, you are sharing it with others just by being yourself. Because you become, how shall we put it, infectious.
Wow.
You understand?
Yes.
Your vibration radiates. There is now on your planet what you might call a new book, relatively speaking. Some of you may be familiar with it, some of you may not. Though we rarely recommend, we would suggest that relative to the conversation that we are having right now, you get it and you read it. And if you ponder its concepts, you will understand quite clearly what kind of impact each and every single one of you can have. And that book is called The Heart's Code. You understand?
Yes.
Heart's Code.
Yes,
Heart's Code. It talks about the recognition, well, I'll put it this way, it talks about the re-recognition, since you have actually simply forgotten that this occurs, the re-recognition that your heart has intelligence, and that it actually communicates to every other heart. Literally, electromagnetically. All your hearts, right now, are talking to one another.
Right.
Literally. I am not making this up. It is not just a philosophical idea or a euphemism or a metaphor. Your hearts are talking to each other in electromagnetic pulses right now. You are sitting in each other, immersed in each other's expanding heart bubbles. Listen to this, think about this, picture this, give energy to this, and you will see what kind of impact you have all the time. Every single beat of your heart sends out an electromagnetic 360 degree spherical bubble at the speed of light.
Yeehaw.
An electromagnetic pulse, 186,300 miles per second. That means instantly, nearly, every single one of those bubbles pulsates around and through the entire planet from every single being on it. You are immersed in each other's heartbeats. When you begin to talk to your own heart, you will know how to talk to others, sometimes without saying a thing, with your mouth or your brain, which sometimes is for the best. No offense. But you, each and every one of you, have been at war between your brains and your hearts and your bodies. It is time to allow them their due and to allow them their own unique communication and to function as a triad to work together harmoniously. Read the book, see what you get. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Will it be more of a dimensional shift as this
You
happens?
Know the answer to that.
Okay. Can I ask you two personal questions, please?
No.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because you just used one up by asking if you can ask.
Okay.
So now you have one left.
Oh. Let's see. Which one?
That's
I know the answer
to,
one.
Now aren't you in a puzzle?
I'm really curious actually about, it's a trivial little question, but actually an exciting one at the time. When I was out in Sedona, I took a photograph.
Yes.
Nighttime time exposure.
Yes.
What is it?
No comment.
Come on.
No.
Is it lint? Is it lint on my camera, or is it...
Number two! Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Number two person?
Yes.
Number two question?
Number two person.
Aye. Thank you.
Thanks, Bashar. You are welcome.
Greetings, Bashar.
And good day to you.
Thank you. I liked what you were talking about earlier about acting on the highest joy.
Yes.
And that's something that's been guiding my career for the past 6 years.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. And one of the things, one of the parts of the career path that I've been following is to work to help improve the environment.
Yes.
And I'm in a situation now where I'm looking at two different jobs, both relating to the environment.
Yes.
And yet I have a sense that neither is quite what my highest joy is.
All right.
The problem is that I...
The what?
Pardon me?
The what? The problem?
The situation I haven't allowed to transform.
Thank you.
Okay. is that I know vaguely that I feel my highest joy is to give
How
love.
How can you feel your highest joy vaguely?
Because I don't know specific...
Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
Well, I don't know what specific action would bring about my highest joy. I have a sense that it's teaching and...
Maybe you're missing the point. Shall we help clarify this concept of following your highest joy for you?
Please.
Thank you. Here we go. This principle, remember, is simply this. Listen very literally. At any given moment, like this one, and 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 this one, at any given moment, you act to the best of your ability on the thing, whatever it is, that contains the highest joy that you have the highest capability of taking action on, whatever it is. What you people call careers, projects, goals, achievements, they aren't. They are none of those things. You all have the same career. You all have the same goal. You are all achieving the same thing. And that is this. All you have to do, the only goal you have in life, the only career you have in life, is to be yourself as fully as you can. How you choose to go about doing that at any given moment, how you choose to express the goal, how you choose to express the life career of being yourself is up to you. And that is what most of you call your careers, your projects, your job. It's the expression that you're talking about. Those are not your goals. You are the goal. How you want to do it is up to you. Mm-hmm. The idea, therefore, is to understand again, it doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter how you do it, as long as at every given moment, when you look at all the options available to you at that moment, whatever they may be, you simply decide at that moment which one contains the highest excitement out of all the ones you're aware of, and you take action to the best of your ability, to whatever degree you are capable of taking action on it. And that's all there is to it. So, the idea again is to keep it simple, moment to moment, step by step. It doesn't mean